This is a guided sitting meditation for the mindfulness-based stress reduction program at UMass Medical School. Welcome to the sitting meditation for the mindfulness-based stress reduction program. This is an opportunity to take time out of your life to dwell in the mode of being rather than our usual mode of doing, constant activity, thinking, planning. And so use this time to make a little place in your life, setting aside time every day for yourself, to be with yourself in this very particular special way, intending to still the body and setting aside the constant mode of doing just for this period of time. Nowhere to go, nothing to do for anyone other than to spend some time with yourself, just to simply be a human being. And having the attitude of welcoming whatever should arise in the body and mind. And welcoming whatever arises without judging it as a good experience or a bad experience. Rather, cultivating an attitude of kindness towards yourself and towards your experience. Giving up that idea for a bit of having to make things different than they are in each moment. Rather, allowing ourselves to be exactly as we are right now, and exactly as our life is in this moment, as best as you can. So, inviting the body to become still, taking your seat either in a straight back chair or on the floor, perhaps on a cushion, cross-legged if that's comfortable for you. But a posture that's relaxed and yet dignified, alert and awake. Welcoming yourself to this moment, this one here right now. And perhaps beginning with feeling the support of the floor or the chair or the cushion, allowing your body to settle into this seat, this stable seat. The spine is nice and long, shoulders are relaxed, face is relaxed. And beginning by becoming aware of the breath. Just the fact that you're breathing, which no doubt you've been doing all day, but now in a different way, paying attention to the breath, to the movement of the breath in and out of the body. Being aware of the flow, one breath following another. And not manipulating or changing the breath, thinking you have to breathe in a particular way. Just breathing the way you're breathing is fine. But resting your attention gently on the breath so that you're aware of the sensations of the breath as it flows in and flows out of the body. Noticing where in the body you feel the breath. Perhaps you're aware of the belly expanding on the in-breath and contracting on the out-breath. Just noticing if you feel the belly moving as the breath is flowing. Or perhaps you notice the sensations of the chest rising and falling with the breath, lungs filling as the breath comes in and emptying as the breath moves out. Turning your attention to notice the movement in the chest of the breath. Or perhaps it's easiest for you to notice the breath in the nose and the throat as the air moves in and as the air moves out. You may even notice a temperature change, breath a little cooler in the nostrils as it comes in, perhaps a little warmer as it moves out. Just turning your attention to this area and noticing the breath and any sensations that may be present in the body with the breath. Noticing that the breath breathes itself. The attention rides along. If it's possible, pay attention to each and every breath, noticing the full cycle of the breath, from the very beginning of the in-breath, the very beginning of the out-breath, and the beginning of the next in-breath, at your own rate, your own rhythm, knowing that from breath to breath that changes. Being curious about your own breath in this moment, the full cycle of the breath. You might notice just when the in-breath begins and just when the in-breath ends. And then that shift, that pause perhaps at the top of the in-breath before the out-breath begins. And noticing exactly when the out-breath ends. Perhaps there's a pause before the next in-breath begins. Getting up close to the breath to see each of these moments. Just letting the attention rest lightly on the feeling of the breath. Giving the breath the same kind of attention you would a very dear friend who's saying something terribly interesting. That real curious, up close kind of attention. Right now to your own breath. Perhaps you notice that no two breaths are the same, just as no two moments of our life are the same. We only become aware of that if we're paying attention. So purposely, in this moment, kindly, gently, paying attention to the breath. You may notice from time to time that the mind wanders off of the breath, wandering perhaps to memories, things that have happened in the past. Or perhaps the mind wanders to the future, planning, worrying, practicing the future. That's the nature of the mind. But as soon as you become aware that your attention is no longer on your breath, gently and firmly return the attention back to this moment and this breath, right now. Over and over again, coming back to the breath, whenever the mind wanders. Using the breath as an anchor to this present moment. Not possible to breathe a past breath or future breath, just this breath. And so whenever you attach your attention to your breath, you're automatically drawn into the present moment. This breath, this moment, right now. And every time you come back to the breath, noticing if you're coming back on an in-breath or on an out-breath. And every time you return your attention back to the breath, doing so kindly, much like you're rolling out a red carpet to welcome yourself back home to this body, this breath, in this moment. Nothing lost. Body's here waiting, breath is here waiting. Once again, gently resting the attention, following the breath in, following the breath out. You may find that as you observe the breath, on occasion sensations in the body draw your attention away from the breath. Perhaps some discomfort in some part of the body, or a sense of restlessness or dis-ease. When you notice that, you have some options. You can just return the attention back to the breath, perhaps softening the body, following the breath. And if a particular part of the body tends to call you over and over again with some discomfort, you have some other options. If you decide that you need to shift, becoming aware of that intention to shift or move prior to doing so, and then doing so mindfully with awareness of all the sensations in the body with the movement, and then settling back in again and coming back to the breath. It's also possible if you have repeated discomfort type sensations in a particular part of the body that you can actually shift your attention from the breath, again with awareness, to the area of the body that has the sensations and investigating them, the quality of the sensations that are present, watching for changes that happen, ebbing and flowing of sensations, and breathing into that part of the body, making some space for whatever is present, and taking care not to push away whatever your experience is, but as best as you can, holding it in your awareness. And then coming back to the breath. And now purposely shifting the attention from the breath, from sensations in the body, to sounds that may be present. Maybe sounds from inside the body, the sound of the breath. Or sounds that are outside the body. Perhaps in the space in which you are practicing, or even outside, tuning in just to be available to hear the arising and the passing away of sound. Noticing the possibility of leaning forward, looking for sound, wanting sound. And not needing to name the sounds that arise, just noticing sound. Sounds may occur, and you notice the sound, and then you notice a reaction to the sound. Either a positive reaction, oh, I like that sound, or an aversive reaction, oh, I wish that sound would go away. Being curious about not just the attention resting on the sounds arising and passing away, but also what else happens. Not in a judgmental way, but in a curious way. Gathering information about habitual reactions and coming back to just awareness of sounds. In the same way that the attention wandered away from the breath earlier as we were following the breath, the attention will wander away from your being available for sounds. Again, nothing lost, no big deal, no need to give yourself a hard time. Actually, the moment you notice that is the moment of waking up. Being grateful for that being awake and coming back to making yourself available for whatever sounds arise and pass away. And then purposefully shifting the attention from being aware of sounds to being aware of thoughts. Just as sounds arise and pass away, so do thoughts. It can be a little tricky to not get lost in the content of the thought, but simply notice thinking as it arises. So in sitting meditation, thoughts will arise. You can have an idea of it being like if you were sitting on the edge of a stream and thoughts are like leaves that just come down the stream. Don't jump on the leaves. Stay sitting on the bank. Knowing again that thoughts will arise, leaves will come down the stream, and they'll pass away. And we remain here, present now, sitting. In the same way that when the attention was focused on sound, we talked about there may be sounds that you like, you find pleasant, or sounds that you don't like, have some aversion to. And the same could happen with thoughts that arise and pass away. There may be thoughts that seem to be quite pleasant, actually sort of like to stay with that thought, that sense. Or there may be thoughts that arise that when you realize you're thinking, the quality of the thinking was unpleasant. Again, just noticing that, becoming aware of the habits, the patterns of the mind. Noticing what thoughts are here right now. If it's helpful, you can simply label it thinking, or you can label it remembering, planning, worrying. And then coming back to the breath for a few moments just to stabilize the attention again in the present, following all the way up the in-breath, all the way down the out-breath, one breath after another, staying present one moment after another. And then expanding your awareness to hold whatever arises, moment by moment. So perhaps it would be a body sensation, or a sound could arise. Or you may notice a thought, or a particular emotion. Wide open awareness to hold moment by moment what you notice, what comes up in your awareness. And know that if you should feel lost or confused, come back to the breath. Breath is always here, again an anchor. Stabilize the attention, and then once again, open up to open awareness to notice the arising and passing away. What's here right now? Practicing staying awake and aware. And then purposely shifting from open awareness back to the breath, narrowing this field of awareness that was holding sounds, body sensations, thoughts, emotions, back to just the breath. Once again, getting up close to the breath, finding the sensations of the breath either at the belly, or the chest, or the nose and throat. No debate, just pick the easiest one for you. and stay there as best as you can, noticing all the nuances of the breath, the subtle shifts and changes in the body with the breath. And so in the last few minutes of our sitting practice, once again, recommitting yourself to being as present and available to yourself as is possible in each moment, willing to be with whatever arises, kindness and curiosity, breathing, finding your anchor. And as you hear the bells signaling the end of the sitting practice, stay present through the entire sound of the bells ringing. And then as you transition from your sitting practice back into your day or your evening, maintaining the awareness in the body with the breath, moment by moment, as best as you can.